Fred Film Radio, Transylvania International Film Festival, Romania.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Transylvania International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Bartosz Kowalski, who is the director of Playground, presented here at the festival. Thanks very much for joining us.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
So the first question is, if you could just introduce your film to our listeners who may not be familiar with your film.
Well, for me, it's about the fact that in a seemingly ordinary place among seemingly ordinary people on a regular sunny day, pure evil can be born for absolutely no reason at all.
Mm. And obviously the characters in this film are quite young. What was the reason behind this choice?
Well, I mean, the film is heavily inspired by a true event, a murder that happened in England in the mid-90s where two 11-year-old kids kidnapped a little boy from a shopping mall and brutally killed him for no reason at all. And this is a story that I came by pure accident, and at that point when I thought that I have read a lot and I have seen a lot and I'm pretty much immune to a lot of things, but when I came across this specific story, it shocked me so much that I just started digging deeper into the subject of child psychopathology, and I started interviewing police psychologists, and eventually I sat down and started writing the script on it.
Now, right away, what you mentioned there about the news, the story was inspired by a news item.
Yeah. Well, you know, the most important thing I wanted to find out, because it was so shocking and the lack of explanation of it was so terrifying, what I wanted to find out during the research was, do things, similar things like that happen around us, or was it like one time in 100 years, you know? And it's because, I mean, let's face it, not every act of violence makes it to the news. But it's pretty much once you spend one day with police psychologists that take care of juvenile cases, and after a couple of conversations, your perspective on the world that surrounds us kind of changes 180 degrees, and it turns out that less shocking or more shocking, similar cases, of course not all of them end up in murder. Sometimes it's violence towards animals, towards adults, and so on and so on. Every case is different, but similar things surround us every day, everywhere.
Also because children, they're quite vulnerable.
Yeah, exactly, but it's most of the cases, they have really complex explanations. Mm-hmm. You know, psychologists, they always dig deep into the family background, love interests, violent films, violent video games, and so on and so on. And these are really stereotypical approaches that they always take, obviously, because every single element can have a meaning, but at the same time, it really doesn't have to have a meaning, because I mean, not everyone who's lived through his parents' divorce becomes a criminal, you know? Mm. So most of these cases, they have really complex explanations. It's like a domino effect of 100 different elements that ends up in a burst of anger or whatnot. But there are some cases, like the one from England that inspired the film, that there is just no explanation at all.
Well, let's talk about the actual structure of the movie. Why did you decide to split it up into chapters?
Yeah, it is split into. I don't know. I mean, it was kind of like an intuitive, natural thing. Once I started typing it down, it just kind of. It felt like a natural flow. You know, I mean, the action of the film takes place over one afternoon, you know, so we kind of had to move back in time a few with each chapter of each of the kids, and it seemed like a kind of like a natural thing for me, but there was, yeah, I don't know, I think it was intuitive.
In this way, it almost feels like you're reading a book, because sometimes film kind of avoids the details that you reveal in this movie. What do you think?
Yeah, it's like I mean, you get a lot of questions about structure, about point of view that shifts in the last part of the film, and why was the final scene filmed from far away, and so on and so on, and also dividing it into chapters. And the truth is that a lot of those things, it's not like you have a master plan, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of those things, they just come naturally. It's you kind of feel that you should make this scene from far away and not shoot it in close-ups, because it just feels that it's the right way to do it, you know. But mm-hmm. you cannot really explain, and it's and it's also like I get questions like, what's the message behind the film? What was my targeted audience, and what did I want to say with the film? And it's like, you know, I wasn't really thinking about it. It's like it came from an emotional reaction, something that in a way I have lived through when I was digging into the subject, and it was born out of emotions. And it's not like I sat down and I started thinking that my targeted audience is this and that, and this is my message to the world. No, it's just emotions. But it's also what the cinema is about, right? It's emotions.
Well, I think that's what cinema is about. I you know, one of the reasons why I like your movie is because it doesn't seem to dictate, tell the audience exactly what to think or say. It kind of leaves an air of ambiguity. Was that maybe an intention of yours?
Well, I mean, the intention was not to leave anyone indifferent, you know. And there was obviously from the very beginning the tone of the film, that pseudo-documentary style. We wanted to make it as real as possible so that it doesn't feel like a movie, you know, that you don't get any fancy dolly shots, any stylized lighting. We wanted to have it as raw as possible, so that once we get to the violence, it's done without any editorial cuts, any cinematic tricks, so that the violence is shown as it is in real life. You know, it was supposed to be unbearable. Mm-hmm. And that was the whole idea from the very beginning. It was not to make another film that has violence in it, a violence that is either entertaining or leaves people indifferent, because we have tons of violence around us in cinema and mass media, and people just don't care anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, but And I was, of course, expecting the audience to be divided, and it is divided.
Yeah.
But I was not expecting some reactions to be as extreme as they are.
What do you mean by extreme reactions?
Well, I mean, like when we had our Polish premiere, there would be like one guy threatening me that he would kill me and calling me a degenerate. There was one lady, she was hardly walking with crutches. She was trying to hit me. There was one guy trying to spit on me.
that's ridiculous.
But it's crazy.
You kind of expect it with a film that's uncomfortable, I guess.
Yeah, but not to that extent, you know. Because no. I mean, I understand there are people who leave the cinema during the final scene, close their eyes, and I absolutely respect that, because I mean, this scene would be unbearable for me to watch as well. Mm-hmm. But reactions coming to the extent of being so angry or trying to kill me, that's something that goes a little too far, and it's something that comes from a very simple explanation. These people think I am a psycho because things like that don't happen in the world.
Yeah. Well, you know what that reminds me? It reminds me of the beat writer, and I can't remember his name now. This is terrible. But it was a writer who said, writing is dangerous. And, you know, when you commit to writing something on paper, that's a dangerous act. You got to be able to take, willing to take the responsibilities for the film. And I guess the same can be said about film, too, especially in your case.
Absolutely. I mean, and I take responsibility for it. It's, I mean, it is clearly a film, at least for me, it's against violence, and it's not, and it is based on a true story. You know, it's not like I have imagined something in my sick mind and I did it for entertainment purposes. No, it's the exact opposite of it. But people who don't agree with it because they think that I live on a different planet and they live on a planet where things like that do not happen.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just ignorant, because the world is not a It's not happy a great place. Yeah.
All right, well, we're out of time, but thanks very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much.
And once again, your film is titled Playground, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, Transylvania International Film Festival, Romania.